think about getting medical help. For many, that still means, you know, a trip to a physical location, a clinic, a hospital.
Right, the traditional model.
But what if those walls could sort of dissolve? Technology is really pushing healthcare accessibility, especially for people in remote areas. And a huge part of this is telemedicine.
Exactly. Remote healthcare delivery, it's seen incredible progress. And one particularly exciting area within that is the growing use of portable ultrasound devices.
Portable ultrasound, yeah. You picture those big clunky machines in hospitals, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now we're talking about tech small enough to actually carry around, bringing serious diagnostic power right where it's needed. So today, our goal is to really dive deep into how integrating this portable ultrasound into telemedicine is changing healthcare.
We'll look at the benefits, sure, but also the challenges.
And some real-world examples, too, just to show you, someone who wants the core knowledge quickly, just how significant this shift actually is.
Okay, so let's start with the bigger picture. The rise of telemedicine itself, it's not brand new, but its growth lately has been, well, remarkable.
It really has. It feels like it went from the fringes to, you know, mainstream almost overnight.
Yeah.
And the stats back that up. I read that in 2020, telemedicine visits in the U.S. shot up by over 154%. That's according to the American Medical Association.
It's a huge jump.
A staggering increase. What was the main driver there?
Well, a big factor in that acceleration was obviously the pandemic.
Right.
It just necessitated remote care options for so many.
Right. Makes sense.
But even before that, telemedicine was already showing its value, especially for reaching people in remote, rural, and underserved areas. This is where getting to a specialist is a major hurdle.
Oh, absolutely. Think about someone living hours away or maybe an elderly person who finds travel difficult.
Oh.
Telemedicine just opens doors, cuts down travel time, no sitting in waiting rooms for ages, the whole hassle factor.
Precisely. And it's also provided crucial access for people with disabilities and those in places with pretty limited healthcare infrastructure.
Telemedicine really acts as that vital link,
making sure essential services get through.
Yeah, even to the most isolated folks. And we shouldn't forget its importance in emergencies, either allowing for quick initial assessments, guidance, even before someone reaches the hospital.
Okay, so telemedicine kind of sets the stage for remote care. Now, where does portable ultrasound fit in? We know traditional ultrasound is vital for diagnostics, pregnancies, heart checks, internal organs.
Right. Standard practice for many things.
But those machines, like we said, they're usually big, stationary, stuck in a hospital room.
That's the key limitation historically. Vital, but limited in where it could be used. Portable ultrasound flips that script. It's really a game changer because it mobilizes that diagnostic power.
Exactly. These devices are compact, lightweight. You can literally pop one in a bag.
So providers can take them into homes, smaller clinics that maybe couldn't afford or fit the big machines, even out into, like, field settings.
And the process itself is quite elegant. They capture the ultrasound images, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those images can be sent, often in real time, to specialists who might be hundreds of miles away.
That immediate sharing, that's where the magic happens, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what unlocks so many of the advantages, yes.
Because it speeds up diagnoses. Especially in emergencies. You don't have that delay waiting to get the patient to the ultrasound machine.
Exactly. And for the patient, it often eliminates the need for travel, which, as we discussed, can be a huge burden. Time off work, costs, discomfort.
So you tie all that together. More flexibility in where care happens, faster answers.
Which naturally leads to greater patient satisfaction. Getting timely care more conveniently. That's a big plus.
And ultimately, hopefully, better care outcomes.
That's the goal. By making diagnostics more available, portable ultrasound boosts accessibility and just improves the whole patient experience within that telemedicine setup.
Okay, so we've got the growth of telemedicine, the innovation of portable ultrasound. Let's really focus on how they work together. What's the crucial role portable ultrasound plays within telehealth?
Well, fundamentally, these portable devices, despite being small, are actually capable of producing surprisingly high-quality diagnostic images.
So it's not a massive compromise on quality for portability.
For many applications, no.
Yeah.
It's that combination, the portability and the decent image quality that makes them so valuable, especially for telemedicine. They've gained a lot of traction in point-of-care diagnostics.
Meaning bringing the diagnosis right to the patient.
Exactly, yeah. Wherever they are. And that's incredibly valuable in time-sensitive situations. Emergencies, as we mentioned, remote pregnancy monitoring, checking on potential heart issues quickly.
It really does flip the traditional model, doesn't it? Instead of patient to equipment, the equipment or a very capable version of it comes to the patient.
Precisely. Now, traditional machines still have their place for really complex imaging, of course. But portable ultrasound handles a wide range of common diagnostic needs. And it does it in a much smaller, lighter, often more user-friendly package. That makes it suitable for clinics, ambulances, even home care settings.
And the connectivity part is vital here, right? It's not just getting the picture, it's getting it to the expert who can read it.
Absolutely crucial. Connecting these devices to, say, a smartphone or a tablet allows for that real-time transmission of the images, the data, everything to specialists anywhere.
That remote interpretation piece.
That's what makes it such a powerful telehealth tool. It drives those faster diagnoses, more informed decisions, especially when time is absolutely critical.
Let's dig into some specific examples. You mentioned remote diagnostics. How does that actually work, like day to day?
Okay, picture this.
Okay.
A primary care doc in a small remote town. A patient comes in, maybe with abdominal pain.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor suspects something needs an ultrasound. Using a portable device, the doctor performs the scan right there in the local clinic. Then, bam, sends those images, maybe some notes, electronically to a specialist, say, a radiologist in a big city hospital.
So instead of that patient having to make what could be a really long, maybe difficult trip.
Exactly. A trip that could take hours, maybe even days to arrange, depending on distance and specialist availability.
Wow. So the time saving could be huge.
Potentially massive. The specialist reviews the images remotely, gives a diagnosis, suggests a treatment plan, all without the patient leaving their community. It cuts the burden on the patient travel, cost, stress, and ensures they get timely expert input.
That's a really clear example of bridging those geographical gaps. What about mobile point of care? You touched on that.
Yeah, this is where the mobility really shines. Think about paramedics at an accident scene. Or maybe a healthcare worker in a mobile van serving rural areas. With a portable ultrasound, they get immediate diagnostic info right there. Say, in a trauma case, they might quickly check for internal bleeding. That's information they wouldn't normally have until reaching a hospital.
So it helps them make critical decisions on the spot, guides their immediate treatment.
Precisely. And they can even send that info ahead to the hospital so the trauma team is ready, knowing more about the patient's condition before they even arrive.
That preparation time must be invaluable.
It can be life-saving. And beyond emergencies, think about managing chronic conditions at home. Someone with heart failure, perhaps, having their fluid status checked remotely with ultrasound. That could potentially catch problems early, prevent hospital stays.
That home monitoring angle feels like it could really improve quality of life and maybe keep people out of the hospital unnecessarily. You also mentioned education and training. How does portable ultrasound play into remote medical learning?
This is really important, especially for boosting healthcare capacity in lower resource settings. Telemedicine platforms are great for remote training. Experienced sonographers or radiologists in one place can teach healthcare workers elsewhere how to use these portable devices and interpret the images.
How does that work? Like video calls?
It could be live video demonstrations, interactive virtual training modules, even real-time teleguidance during an actual scan.
So it's like having an expert looking over your shoulder remotely.
Kind of, yeah. It's a fantastic way to upskill staff in areas where specialized training is hard to come by. It helps ensure a better standard of care. Even with limited local resources, we're empowering more people to use this powerful tool effectively.
It really all comes back to improving care and widening access, doesn't it? Okay, let's shift gears slightly. Let's talk benefits versus challenges. Starting with the upsides, what are the big wins here?
Well, as we've been saying, improved access is number one. Reaching remote and underserved areas, cutting out that need for difficult travel for specialist care, that's fundamental.
Definitely. And cost efficiency. How does that play out financially?
Well, first, the devices themselves are generally less expensive than the big hospital machines.
Okay, initial cost is lower.
Right. But beyond that, think about the savings from less patient transport, fewer missed workdays for patients and families, better use of existing resources. Like I said, transporting someone for an ultrasound in a remote area might cost way more than just doing the scan locally with a portable unit.
That makes the economics really clear, especially for remote settings.
Okay.
And the impact on getting a diagnosis quickly.
Huge. Near instant image transmission means faster results, faster decisions. That's absolutely critical in emergencies where minutes matter.
And for the patient, just the convenience factor must be significant.
Oh, absolutely. Getting diagnostic services remotely, especially if you have mobility issues or live far out, it just disrupts your life less, makes managing ongoing care much easier.
And all these things together, access, speed, convenience, this should lead to better patient outcomes overall, right?
That's the ultimate goal, yes. Faster access to imaging, faster access to specialists leads to more timely, appropriate treatment, and that improves outcomes, particularly for acute conditions.
You also mentioned improved continuity of care. How does portable ultrasound help with that in a telemedicine context?
Good question. For people managing chronic diseases, heart disease, diabetes, things like that, portable ultrasound via telemedicine allows for ongoing remote monitoring.
Like those regular checkups.
Exactly. Regular checks with real-time imaging can track how things are progressing, allow for quick treatment adjustments if needed. This could potentially reduce flare-ups, complications, and maybe even hospital readmissions.
That proactive monitoring sounds really powerful for long-term management. What about patient engagement? Does this tech change how patients interact with their own health?
I think it does. Making imaging more accessible, making teleconsultations easier, patients get better informed, they can see the images, discuss them with their doctor from home, really participate in decisions.
Feeling more involved.
Right. And that often leads to better sticking with treatment plans, a greater sense of control over their health.
That empowerment piece is key. Now, what about the providers? Does this help or hinder their workload?
It can actually reduce the burden in some ways. Managing certain things remotely means fewer required in-person visits for routine diagnostics. That can free up time in busy ERs or specialist clinics.
Letting them focus on more complex cases.
Exactly. Better time management, potentially less strain on the system overall.
And for first responders, you mentioned it's a game changer.
Definitely. Being able to do a quick assessment on scene, send images ahead, it lets the hospital team prepare proactively. That improves survival rates, reduces time to treatment critical in emergency medicine.
Lastly, you mentioned scalability and flexibility. How adaptable is this whole approach?
Very adaptable. It works in small clinics, mobile units, even homes. And as demand for remote care grows, you can scale these systems up relatively easily without huge infrastructure costs. It can flex to meet different patient needs and different medical specialties.
Okay, so a really strong list of benefits. But like any tech, there must be hurdles. What are the main challenges we need to think about?
Well, one is technical limitations. While portable image quality is good and getting better, it might not always match the absolute top-end resolution of a big stationary machine.
So for some really complex cases, you might still need the traditional setup.
Potentially, yes. It's about using the right tool for the job. So that's one consideration.
Okay, what else?
Data security and privacy. Huge issue. Transmitting sensitive medical data wirelessly. You have to worry about cybersecurity, potential breaches. Robust security measures and strict privacy protocols are absolutely non-negotiable.
Got it. Protecting patient info is paramount. What about the people using the tech? Is there a training gap?
Yes. Training and expertise are crucial. Even if the devices are user-friendly, you need proper training to get good images and interpret them accurately. Especially for providers who haven't used ultrasound much before, and particularly in remote settings where expert backup might not be instantly available.
Makes sense. You need skilled operators to get reliable results. Any other potential roadblocks?
Regulatory and licensing issues can sometimes be tricky. Telemedicine and diagnostic imaging often have specific rules that can vary by region or country. Navigating those licensing requirements for providers and the tech itself can sometimes be a hurdle to wider adoption.
Right. So technical limits, security, training, and navigating the rules, all important things to manage as this grows. Okay, let's make this more concrete. Can you share some real-world examples? You mentioned a couple earlier.
Yes. Let's start with rural healthcare in Canada. Access to things like ultrasound is a known challenge in remote communities there. A company called Faganex Cooperation Inc. uses their Sono Mobile portable devices to help bridge that gap.
Okay, Faganex. Do you have a specific story?
Yes. There was a case involving a primary care physician in a remote First Nations community. A patient came in with symptoms suggesting possible appendicitis.
Okay, serious situation.
Right. The physician used the Sono Mobile Odd device, got the abdominal images, and sent them electronically, along with clinical notes, straight to a surgeon in a major hospital miles and miles away.
And what happened then?
The surgeon reviewed everything in real time, confirmed the appendicitis diagnosis, and recommended immediate transfer for surgery.
Wow. So that remote consult basically fast-tracked the critical care needed.
Exactly. It avoided potentially dangerous delays in treatment. A really powerful example of how it works in practice.
Definitely. And you had another one from the U.S. focusing on emergency services.
Yes. EMS teams across the U.S. are increasingly using portable ultrasound right at the scene. Imagine paramedics at a car crash, suspecting internal injuries.
Okay.
They can use a portable device right there to do a quick scan, a fast exam, perhaps looking for internal bleeding. Then, while they're transporting the patient, they transmit those images directly to the trauma surgeon at the hospital.
So the hospital team sees what's going on internally before the patient even arrives.
Precisely. It allows the surgical team to be much better prepared. They know more about the injuries, can get the right resources ready, maybe even have a surgical plan roughed out.
That's got to improve outcomes significantly, reducing that critical time to treatment.
Absolutely. It can make a life or death difference in those situations.
These examples really bring it home. It's not just theory. It's happening now and making a difference. So looking at the big picture again, how is this combination, portable ultrasound and telemedicine, really reshaping diagnostics overall?
It's fundamentally changing where and how diagnostics happen. It tackles those big challenges: limited resources, long waiting times, unequal access to specialists, by enabling real-time imaging remotely.
It just extends the reach of quality care.
Exactly. It facilitates faster interventions and helps providers serve a much wider group of people, especially with that mobility aspect reaching underserved areas.
Yeah, that mobility seems key, getting the tech to the people, not always the other way around, especially where infrastructure is weak.
Right. And let's revisit the cost efficiency. Reducing patient travel, potentially shortening wait times. It makes diagnostic services more affordable overall.
Which is huge in those rural or underserved areas where specialist care might be practically out of reach otherwise.
Makes it much more practical, more accessible financially for more people.
Okay, so better access, lower costs. But what about diagnostic accuracy? Is there any trade-off using portable devices remotely?
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
But actually, the ability to get real-time specialist consultation on the images can sometimes improve accuracy, that immediate feedback loop, that collaboration.
Ah, so the remote expert input can be a strength.
It can lead to quicker, more confident decisions. And in emergencies, heart failure, stroke, trauma, that speed is everything. Doctors can diagnose and start treatment without waiting for a specialist to physically arrive.
That speed and immediate expertise seem invaluable in critical moments. Okay, let's peek into the crystal ball a bit. Looking ahead, say, to around 2025, what advancements are we likely to see?
Well, I think we'll definitely see continued improvements in the portable ultrasound tech itself, better image quality, maybe more diagnostic capabilities packed in.
Getting even smaller and more powerful.
Probably. And hopefully more affordable and easier to use, making them accessible to even more healthcare professionals.
Okay, better devices. What about the telemedicine platforms and connectivity that support them?
We can expect ongoing improvements there too, making the platforms more seamless, more user-friendly. And crucially, the continued expansion of good, reliable broadband internet, especially in rural areas. That's absolutely vital for high-quality remote diagnostics.
The infrastructure needs to keep pace.
It does. And as the tech gets better, training becomes even more important, right?
Makes sense.
So we'll likely see more focus on robust remote training programs for portable ultrasound, maybe even more built-in guidance within the devices themselves to help users.
And finally, the rules and regulations. Any shifts expected there?
It's likely we'll see more clarification, maybe some streamlining of regulations around telemedicine and diagnostic imaging across different regions. The goal should be ensuring safety and security, but also enabling the responsible use of these beneficial technologies.
So overall, it sounds like the trend is towards wider adoption, greater integration.
Absolutely. All these advancements point towards portable ultrasound becoming an even more integral part of telemedicine, delivering even bigger benefits for patients and providers alike.
It really does paint a picture of a healthcare future that's more accessible and efficient. All right, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the main takeaway you want our listeners to hold on to?
I think the key point is that integrating portable ultrasound into telemedicine isn't just incremental change. It's a truly groundbreaking development. It brings major advantages in access, cost effectiveness, and ultimately patient outcomes.
It's about putting powerful diagnostic tools where they're needed, when they're needed, and connecting that information to expert insight instantly.
Precisely. And yes, there are challenges, training needs, data security is critical. We have to keep working on those.
Sure.
But the benefits, the potential to transform care, especially for those currently underserved, It really does seem to outweigh the hurdles.
It definitely sounds like portable ultrasound is set to play an increasingly vital role in how healthcare is delivered globally. A real transformative technology.
I believe so. The potential is immense and still unfolding.
So, for you, our listener, as you think about everything we've discussed today, here's something to chew on. How might this continued evolution of portable diagnostics, tied into telemedicine, further personalize healthcare, make it more democratic, perhaps, in the coming years? What new possibilities might open up as these technologies get even smarter, even more woven into our lives? It's certainly a fascinating future to consider.